This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Al-Amin College. Alhamdulillah, we're happy that you are with us here for Salat al-Jumu'ah. Over the school holidays, inshallah, this week, next week, and the week after, we will be also available for you, inshallah, for the Salah. Just to take a little bit of pressure off the masajid, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it an acceptable time that we're all together. Allahumma ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar,
Allahu
Akbar,
Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar,
Allahu
Akbar,
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
أشهد
أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن
محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر،
الله أكبر، الله أكبر.
لا إله إلا الله.
اللهم رب هذه. If I could just ask the brothers, inshallah, to shift forward and fill the gaps. We're already three quarters full and there are a number of people that are still on the way, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair before we begin the khutbah. Allahi barakatuh. Raditu billahi rabbam wa alayhi salam.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين اللهم اجمعنا بنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الجنات العلى يا أرحم الراحمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace and greetings and salutations for our Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We testify with firmness and conviction that none is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I always seek to remind myself anew of taqwallah. And this is the essence of all of the instruction given by Allah to humanity. Anit taqwallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O ye who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, the fear of Allah, the love of Allah, and the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the capacity that I am deserving of you. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Muslimin, do not depart this worldly life in any condition other than willful, voluntary submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the month of Ramadan a month of increase in taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow our hunger and thirst, our restraint from our spouses and from that which is normal processes in our life, to be a reason for us to increase in our nearness and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept our fasting in this blessed month of Ramadan and give us many more Ramadans in good health, in increased rizq and iman, and in connection and closeness to our families. Allahumma ameen. This is also the season where a lot of the people of the book, in particular our Christian community, beginning to contemplate their understanding and their connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us as believers that Isa alayhi salam was a messenger of Allah, and that the example of Isa, عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب, that the example of Jesus that Allah strikes for humanity is that he was similar to the creation, the unique creation of Adam, who was essentially created from dust, not even from another human form. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discounts and makes it clear that Isa alayhi salam, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُ, neither could they have killed him, nor did they even place him upon the crucifix, but it was made seemingly so to them. And the aqeedah of every Muslim, everyone who submits themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in adherence to the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the understanding of the greater tradition of monotheism and singling out, unifying all purpose of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is by pretext to know that if one was born, they could not have been before what was born. And if one was killed, they have no power of what occurs in their absence, even if there is a claimed return to life and resurrection. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ, and Allah gives many parables to mankind in the Qur'an. Our focus after establishing this limited aqeedah of what we believe about Jesus alayhi salam, that he is Abdullah wa Rasuluh, the servant of God, a created being, that the one who was weak and always asking, Rabbi, my Lord, assist me, the one who did not have knowledge except that which we granted to him through revelation and by Allah, the one who it's documented even in Christian sources as being unaware of when the time of judgment would be, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in his manner of birth. And the great imams, when they speak about the verses in Surah Maryam, why does Allah go to such great detail in Surah Maryam, in Surah Ali Imran, to describe that Allah said, kun fayakun, be and he was, that detail is added so that you know that it is a divine inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but as well that you know that there had to have been a command to be given for it to occur. It was not just immaculate in its own sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khaliqu kulli shay, is the originating creator and fashioner of all things from nothingness. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is al-qahiru fawqa ibadi, the sublime in dominance over his creation, Jalla wa'ala. Today we want to focus our attention about Jesus in Ramadan. And I know you might find this as being something strange. Would Jesus alayhi salam have honored the month of Ramadan? And what actions do we find in the Quran, in the statements of the Prophet ﷺ that discuss Isa alayhi salam, that we can learn from to better ourselves in the blessed month of Ramadan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has given him a mandate of prophets and messengers before him to follow and to take lessons from. And Allah gives these examples to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that he can inspire the ummah into a process of truth. Isa alayhi salam, Allah says that of his first words that he shares with his community, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ تَكَلَّمَ فِي الْمَهْدِ. He spoke as a young child being breastfed, one who is days old, when the false accusations were made against his mother. The first statement he says is, إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. I am the slave of God. And the month of Ramadan is meant to be a month that you prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a month of proof of sincerity, proof of love, proof of obedience, that the word of Allah is what you follow even when times are difficult and other people find it strange. There are many around us who find it strange that we don't eat and drink for a certain number of days. Not just we don't eat, but also any liquids, and we do not habit with our spouses. That there is a level of nearness that we seek with Allah through restraint. The ubudiyyah is a central theme that is being eroded away by a culture of materialism, hyper-marketing, inflation-driven processes to make scarce in people's minds certain commodities and products that if I don't have it, I've lost. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Isa alayhi salam to his people to say, Inni Abdullah, I've come as a slave. How many of us consider ourselves slaves in the truest sense of the word? That before I make a decision, I check with the master if it's appropriate. That before I step forward, I have asked and assured that this is the direction I need to go. And if I remain in place, is this a place that I've been asked to stay behind? Or have I been asked to move forward or back? Inni Abdullah. This is the constitution of a believer that Allah summarizes Surah Al-Baqarah with at the end. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. The month of Ramadan is the month of I hear the order of Allah and I obey without restraint, without equivocation, without resistance, what Allah has ordered. And how many of us are in need of the message of falling in line with the orders of Allah in the Sharia and meeting the standards of the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether it's your teenage son resisting and wanting a haircut that contradicts the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or whether it's an adult who is vulgar in his words of choice in speaking to the mother of his children, whether it is a wife who is unwilling to submit to the ta'a of a husband who works hard and diligent, seeking the love of Allah for himself and his family, whether it is to save a penny today as if I have earned it for the next day, to be a person who understands that my place in the world is not simply governed by what I feel and what I want. We live in a time, in a generation of what I feel has to be accepted. I feel that I'm not who I think I am. I feel that my attitude is different, or that my understanding of my identity is different. Everybody must accept, rather than I accept at times what has been ordained and legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mindset of a believer is Inni Abd. Inni Abdullah. I am a slave of God. And the month of Ramadan is the month of enslavement. It is the month where you bring your children to the masjid even when they're tired. It is the month where you read the Quran with your household after Fajr even when they're sleeping. It is the month that you rise up and pray the two rak'ah before Fajr even if you just go up down suhoor and want to get back into bed for the 2 hours before work. The month of Ramadan is the month where you give more charity than you have in other months. It is the month where you share food more than you have in other months. It's the month where you invite people into your home who perhaps you are not as friendly with. But it is the month of the obedience to Allah and it'aam al-ta'aam. Inni Abdullah. I'm a slave of God. And the command of Allah is what guides my life. The orders and the prohibitions. The halal is known and the haram is known. And where I'm doubtful, I seek to protect my deen by pushing it out of my life. I will resist, even though I'm not sure halal or haram. I will overlook it for Allah and the Messenger. The month of Ramadan is the month of scarcity and drought. It is the month where you are meant to go dry and dehydrated, not medically, but from everything else around you. If the day of Ramadan that entered was similar to the day before Ramadan that you lived, and you look and there's no difference except hunger and thirst, you are missing Ramadan. Isa says, Inni Abdullah. He gave me the book. Allah gave you the book. Allah wants you to hold the book with strength. Allah says in the same chapter in Surah Maryam, Ya Yahya, khudh al-kitaba biquwwa. Hold on to the scripture sternly, with strength. Because people want to rip the book from your heart, from your hand, from beneath your eyes. People want to change your culture, change your understanding of what are the limits and the boundaries that are set by Allah, not by you and modernity. خذ الكتاب بقوة. Hold it. And the Prophet ﷺ gives this imagery that in the times like the times we live in today, to hold on to the kitab and the sunnah is harder than holding on to a coal. It burns and sears, and you want to let go because it's more convenient, and it's more comfortable, and it's easier. It is easier to leave your hijab. It is easier to say, my workplace will make it better for me. It is easier to say, overlook this type of loan or this type of structure. It is easier to blur the lines for your children. It's easier to allow them permissions that your parents would not have allowed you. It is easier to allow things to be done outside the masjid that in the masjid you would feel shame to do. But the words of the Prophet are the same. اتق الله حيثما كنت. Let the fear of God guide you wherever you are. And the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of holding on the book. It's for that reason, as we began Surah Al-Baqarah, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ This book, لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ Don't doubt it. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ It will guide, but you have to seek it with taqwa. And the one who lacks that fear of Allah, the one whose home is not guided by the word of Allah, the one whose home is absent from its reading and its research and its study, lives in a graveyard by the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, مثل البيت الذي لا يذكر فيه اسم الله أو الذي لا يقرأ فيه القرآن كالبيت الخرب. It's like an abandoned home, or it is like a cemetery. May Allah allow our connection to the Quran culturally in the month of Ramadan to extend beyond it. That the month of Ramadan carries forward. Inni Abdullah. I'm a slave to God. I know my place. Atani al-kitab. He's given me this book. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا And he sent me as a prophet to you. And Allah has sent you and I the best of prophets, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا Truly in the example set for you by the Prophet is the most exemplar, the most high, the most complete, the most unadulterated, the most unchanging example of righteousness and morality that you and I need. And the one who follows a path and follows a pathway away from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings ruin to themselves. Allah warns in Surah Al-Furqan that on the Day of Judgment, people will bite their hands with fear from what they see. يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّبَعْتُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ I wish that I took a path with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I wish I didn't walk in this direction away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya waylata, how fearful and wretched my condition is today. To know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implies that you are acquainted with him more than the skin and surface level. The hearts of my family and yours need to fall in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warns you and gives you a test. That the one who has not set love for me in their life more than the love they have for their father and their mother and their children cannot have completed faith. La yu'min. And the reason for that is the love, it's not an emotional love. It's not you sit and you cry and I miss Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. That love is a love that is conditional to obedience. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ Say to those who claim they love God, that they want to follow God and obey the words of God. Those who claim to be slaves of God. فَاتَّبِعُونِي Then follow the path of the Prophet ﷺ. And the path of Rasulullah ﷺ is not, as in these ayat, the character and the shama'il only. It is the belief of Rasulullah ﷺ. The Prophet believed in Jahannam. He believed that there is a punishment for those who stray from a path. And many of us, we forget that raising our family simply with Allah loves us and Allah is merciful is not enough. Ya ibadi fattaqoon, O my slaves, fear me. Yawman yaj'alul wildana shiba, a day where an infant, his hair would turn white if he witnessed it. A day where mountains are scattered like wool in the wind. A day where you stand in front of Allah, all of your sins gathered and known. Ya waylatana, ma li hadha al-kitab? What is this book that has gathered everything of my life? Saghiratan wa kabiratan illa ahsaha. Nothing large or minute except it's gathered. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا And they see it in front of them. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا And your Lord will not wrong you. But fear Allah. وَجَعْلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعْلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا Allah has made me a source of barakah. The barakah of Isa alayhi salam was that he was one who could answer the questions. And you could see that Allah has given us the Qur'an, asks us to fear him and to obey him and to follow the Qur'an and to follow the Nabi. And then from that moment on, to seek to learn and to be acquainted with the details of our deen. And that leads us to as-salah wa zakah. And I end before khutbah, the first khutbah, with a discussion with you about salah, that for you and I, at times when we look distant to us. Wallahi ya Abdullah, wallahi ya Amat Allah, my dear brother, my dear sister, O slave of Allah, you and I, we write endless messages. We are watching endless videos. We are concerned and our heart bleeds and our eyes tear for our brothers and sisters who are away from us in Gaza and Palestine and the Rohingya and the Uyghur and all parts of the world. But wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayr, Allah who none we worship but Him, you will not be asked about any of it until you're asked about your salah first. أَوَّلُ مَا يُسْأَلُ الْعَبْدُ عَنْهُ, the first thing you will be asked about on the Day of Judgment. Give as much charity as you give. Cry as much as you cry. March all you like. But if your salah, ya Abdullah, is not in order, أَوَّلُ مَا يُسْأَلُ الْعَبْدُ, the first thing you will be asked about for you and your wife and your children, الصَّلَاةِ فَإِنْ صَلُحَتْ, Allah accepts it, if it's complete, if it's healthy, صَلُحَ الْعَمَلُ كُلُّهُ, you will be able to go through the other difficulties. Let your eyes look inward. Find yourself at attention in front of Allah. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ, stand in front of Allah with humility. Fill the masajid, fill the jumu'ah, take time from your work, take time for your family. Walk to the masjid, every step raises a level in Jannah, takes away a sayyi'ah. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. As-salah wa zakah. Because as much salah, alhamdulillah, as we seek, we have obligations to each other. And don't confuse me by, you know, thinking that I'm telling you to ignore your brothers. Wallahi, your wealth, a share of it must be the roof of those who have no roof. And the wealth that you earn must be food that you feed hungry people away from you. Some of your barakah that Allah has given you needs to be the bandages and medicine and burn creams for those who cannot provide it themselves. So everything you have has a haqq. The Prophet ﷺ said, for every joint that a human being has, for every bone, 360 he counts in our joints, ﷺ, there is a sadaqah that is due every day. I'm not saying a dollar for every joint, but there is an act of charity that you must give. There is something that must be done for other than yourself. It has to go beyond you. Even if it is tabassumuka fi wajhi akhik, just a smile that you give to somebody who is feeling unwell. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to take examples of the people of the past and to bring them into our contemporary life. My dear brother, my dear sister, bring your family close. Bring your children close. Smother them with your love. Smother them with your care. Spend on them its charity. Spending on your wife and gifting your wife and buying her for something she loves is a charity. أَبْرَقُ الصَّدَقَةَ, the Prophet said, a sadaqah that has the most barakah. إِنْفَاقُ الْمَرْءِ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ, it's where a man buys his wife, his family something. Give and love and hold together and hold on to the difficult things that we experience together as a community. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala غالبٌ على أمري, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is insurmountable and undefeatable. And He is the one who has promised to protect Islam. But Muslims need to protect themselves with Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us with the Qur'an. May Allah honor our children with the love of the Prophet ﷺ and its obedience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carry us forward in assisting ourselves and our communities to achieving betterment for our ummah. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our schools and institutions and masajid. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills them with righteous hearts and people who are generous in spending upon them. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us what we know and what we don't know, forgives us the small and the large, and makes us from those who are a support and aun to those who are distant from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid our brothers who are unable to aid themselves. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli Allahumma ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Astaghfiru Rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah hamda shakirin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mandated for us essential acts of worship in the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was one who was always first. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I've been ordered to be the first to submit myself to Allah. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts that energy in our heart that you and I want to be the first to submit, the first in prayer, the first in line, the first in charity, the one who people follow after us, so we gain the reward of everyone inspired by us. And such the ummah of the Prophet in all of its good becomes a scale for the Prophet on the Day of Judgment. Three things that the Prophet linked together with fasting, that perhaps they could be of benefit to you and I in this final 13 or 14 days of the month of Ramadan. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. فَأَقْبِلْ عَلَى الْقُرْآنِ. Make time for the Qur'an even if you stutter in it. And I say even if you stutter in it because it gives you double the reward. One for the reading and one for the struggle of reading when difficult. One for reading and one for the struggle of reading. لَهُ أَجْرَانَ. Twice the reward, double the amount, two times by the order of the Prophet ﷺ. And every letter, بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا, every letter is multiplied by 10. The Prophet ﷺ said, الصِّيَامُ وَالْقُرْآنِ يَشْفَعَانِ لِلْعَبْدِ. Siyam and Qur'an will both speak on behalf of an individual on the Day of Judgment. يقول الصيام منعته الطعام والشراب واللذة بالنهار. Oh Allah, I kept him from eating and drinking and their spouse during the day. And the Quran will say, منعته النوم بالليل. I kept him awake in tarawih and reading at night. اللهم شفعني فيه. Oh Allah, allow me to push away the punishment of Jahannam. The second act that you and I find linked by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being extra charitable. Anas ibn Malik, he said, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ جَوَالًا. The Prophet was always generous. وَأَجْوَدْ مَا يَكُونَ. But his greatest generosity was in the month of Ramadan. It was like a tornado that moved through Al-Madina, spreading its barakah everywhere, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَصَوْمُ جُنَّةً وَصَدَقَةُ السِّرُّ تُطْفِئُ الْقَضَرَ الرَّبِّ. Fasting is your shield, it'll protect you. But charity that other people are unaware of extinguishes Allah's anger, كَمَا تُطْفِئُ الْمَاءُ now, the way water poured on fire puts it out. Cleanse your home with charity, cleanse your illness with charity. Then put a shield and a shading for yourself from the heat of sin with your charity. And third and finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama Ramadan," the one who stands before Allah every night in Ramadan, even if you couldn't make it to the masjid, just two rak'ah after Isha, two rak'ah. Don't go to sleep until you had a share, even two rak'ah. قل هو الله أحد, قل هو الله أحد. If that's all you know, alhamdulillah. Do not miss a night with Allah subhanahu wa taala. And if there's anything that is missed, double your energy. Don't miss the rest. Man qama Ramadan, the one who is vigilant in Ramadan with iman, because they believe in Allah, wahtisab, knowing Allah will reward them, their sins are forgiven. Man qama laylatul qadr, another chance, the one who stands in the night of qadr, which is in the final 10 days of Ramadan, with iman and with knowledge that Allah will reward them, their sins are forgiven. And Allah links the qiyam by day, by night, and the fasting by day in the hadith, where he shows us that each of them are two halves that complement each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and I the strength to maintain with energy and health our prayers at home or in the masjid, in preference, inshaAllah. For our brothers and sisters, do not miss the nights of Ramadan. May Allah give us elevation. And I end with this beautiful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. شرف المؤمن قيامه بالليل. The nobility of the believer on the day of judgment is their night prayer. You know, all of us, we like to be known for something good. On the day of judgment, the only thing that people say, oh, look at this man, what a good woman, is their qiyamul layl. It's what Allah knows of you that others don't. It's what Allah sees of you that others don't. It's what Allah takes of your reward and gives you what you could not ever imagine. And may Allah give us the reward of the blessed month of Ramadan and the barakah of the Qur'an. Allahumma barik lana fil Qur'an al-azim. Allahumma aftah baynana wa bayna qawmina bilhaqq ya fattah ya alim. Nas'aluka ya Rabbana. We ask you, oh Allah, to send your barakah upon our community here in Perth, to bless our brothers and our sisters, our men, our women, our young and old, with an increase in iman. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. Oh Allah, beautify the love of iman in our hearts. Allahumma inna abidu. Oh Allah, we testify that we are your slaves, ya Allah. Banu abidik, we are the sons of your slave. Banu imanik, our mothers are slaves to you, Allah. Nazil fina hukmuk, whatever you decide for us is just, ya Allah. Nas'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak, we ask you by all of your blessed names, ya Allah, an taj'al al-Qur'an al-'azima rabi'a qulubina. Make the Qur'an the spring of our heart, the irrigation of our life, the nur of our sight, the protection of us all, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka nuran ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma nawwir qulubana. Allahumma nawwir qulubana. Allahumma nawwir qulubana. Oh Allah, enlighten our hearts, ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are the Lord who loves His creation. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. We ask you for your love, ya Allah. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk, and the love of those who love you, ya Allah. Wa hubba al-amal alladhi yuqarribuna ila hubbik, and to love the deeds that make us nearer to you, O Allah. Allahumma taqabbal shahru Ramadan minna. Allahumma taqabbal shahru Ramadan minna. Allahumma taqabbal shahru Ramadan minna. Allahumma taqabbal lana fihi siyamana وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وأقم الصلاة. استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا. Humble yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consider this could be a final prayer for all of us. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Assirat Al-Mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا. يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا. فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا وسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون وإن الله ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين آمين فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم أسمع بهم وأبصر يوم يأتوننا لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون إنا نحن نرث الأرض ومن عليها عليها وإلينا يرجعون الله أكبر وبحمده سبحانه سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحانه الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله
جلاله. اللهم عنا على شكرك على حسنك.
Just some closing announcements, inshallah. Next week, Saturday, not tonight, next week, inshallah, we have our annual iftar. Alhamdulillah, this is a tradition that we've carried on for nearly 10 years, mashallah. It also coincidentally is our 20th year anniversary for Al-Amin College, formerly Langford Islamic College. May Allah grant many more years of success. Allahumma ameen. We did put out for families at our school and community members a link to register so we can estimate how many people are with us. And subhanAllah, in the first 24 hours, 1,500 spots were already assured. So what we have done, inshallah, is that we've also ordered food trucks and other things so that there is less pressure. And if, inshallah, the weather is nice, we're going to all have a wonderful picnic in the Oval. There'll be chairs, it'll be well-lit, and it'll be a beautiful experience for you and your families. So if you have not registered, inshallah, bring your iftar with you or buy from the food trucks or bring something to share with others as well, inshallah. Bring your picnic mat if you don't want the hard plastic chairs. Personally, I prefer the ground, but that's up to you, inshallah. And inshallah, it will be a beautiful atmosphere. And then we will have our salah with our young hufad, a special dua in Arabic by Sheikh Mu'taz Al-Mansi, and one in English, inshallah, for the end of the 10 days of Ramadan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We look forward to celebrating our faith and our community and our school with you. Wajazakumullah anna khayran jaza. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There's also a fitra box that the school has placed downstairs. I'm not in charge of where the money goes. I know that the board, mashallah, they have a particular charitable project, but that is for fitra, for the wealth, even a little bit early so it can be delivered, inshallah, on time. Allahi barik fikum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.